Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here. Whether you're revising for your WJE GCSE Religious Studies exam or just trying to get your head around how religious teachings connect to the big issues of our time, you are in exactly the right place. Today's episode is all about one of the most important skills in your entire GCSE, applying religious teachings to contemporary issues. This comes up in every single theme on your paper: relationships, life and death, good and evil, and human rights. And here's the thing. It's not just about knowing what different religions believe. It's about showing the examiner that you can take a teaching, a quote, a theological concept, and actually use it to build an argument about a real-world issue. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to do that. We'll cover the core concepts, the key quotes you need to memorize, the most common mistakes students make, and I'll give you a quick-fire quiz at the end to test your recall. Let's get into it. So, let's start with the big picture. When examiners talk about applying religious teachings to contemporary issues, they mean, can you take a belief or a quote from a religion and explain how it shapes a religious person's response to something happening in the world today? Things like abortion, euthanasia, war, poverty, the environment, same-sex marriage, capital punishment, these are the kinds of issues that come up. Now, the first thing you need to understand is that religions are not monolithic. That's a fancy word, meaning they don't all speak with one voice. And this is absolutely crucial for your marks. If you write "Christians believe" and leave it at that, you are leaving marks on the table. Examiners want you to distinguish between denominations and traditions. For example, Roman Catholics oppose abortion in virtually all circumstances because of the doctrine of the sanctity of life, the belief that all human life is sacred and created in God's image, which we call Imago Dei. But many liberal Protestants take a more nuanced view, arguing that compassion, what Christians call agape, that's unconditional love, might sometimes mean accepting abortion in difficult circumstances, such as when the pregnancy is the result of rape. That distinction right there, that's the difference between a level 2 and a level 4 answer. Let's talk about the key theological concepts you need to have at your fingertips. First, sanctity of life. This is the belief found across Christianity, Islam, and Judaism that human life is sacred and has intrinsic value because it is given by God. In Christianity, this comes from Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. So God created mankind in his own image. In Islam, the Quran states in Surah 5, verse 32 that whoever saves one life, it is as if he has saved all mankind. In Judaism, the concept of pikuach nefesh, the preservation of life, is so important that it overrides almost every other commandment. Second concept, stewardship. This is the idea that humans are caretakers of God's creation, not owners. In Christianity, Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 tells us God put humans in the garden to tend and keep it. In Islam, humans are described as khalifa, meaning vicegerents or stewards of the earth. This concept is incredibly useful for environmental ethics questions. A Muslim might argue that climate change is a violation of our duty as khalifa. Third, free will and the problem of evil. This is central to the good and evil theme. The idea is that God gave humans free will, the ability to choose between good and evil, and this explains why suffering exists in the world. Augustine of Hippo, the 4th century Christian theologian, argued that evil entered the world through the free choices of humans, beginning with Adam and Eve. This is called the Augustinian theodicy. You can use this to explain why religious people might oppose deterministic views of human behavior. Now let's talk about non-religious perspectives, because your D questions, the 15 mark evaluation questions, require you to include either two religious perspectives or one religious and one non-religious perspective. The two main non-religious frameworks you need to know are humanism and utilitarianism. Humanists believe that morality should be based on human reason and the promotion of human well-being, not divine command. They would say that on issues like euthanasia, what matters is the quality of life and the wishes of the individual, not a religious teaching about the sanctity of life. Utilitarians, following philosophers like Jeremy Bentham and John Stuart Mill, argue that the right action is the one that produces the greatest happiness for the greatest number of people, so a utilitarian might support legalizing euthanasia if it reduces suffering overall. Knowing these frameworks and being able to contrast them with religious views is what separates a grade 7 student from a grade 9 student. Let me give you a quick example of how to apply all this. Suppose the question is, euthanasia should always be illegal. Discuss. A strong answer would, first, argue for the statement using the Christian concept of sanctity of life and the quote, "Thou shalt not kill" from Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. Second, bring in the Catholic Church's specific teaching that euthanasia is morally wrong under all circumstances. Third, argue against the statement using a humanist perspective that human dignity and autonomy mean individuals should have the right to choose the manner of their death. Fourth, perhaps bring in a liberal Protestant view that agape, compassionate love, might sometimes mean allowing a person to die with dignity. And fifth, reach a substantiated conclusion, not just, I think both sides have good points, but a clear judgment backed by theological reasoning. That structure is what we call FARM. For, against, religious teachings. My conclusion. Use it every time. Right, let's talk exam technique. The WGEC paper has a very specific structure, and you need to know it cold. Your questions are worth 2 marks. These are definition questions. Keep them tight. 2 sentences maximum. Use the correct technical term. Your B questions are worth 4 marks. Describe or outline questions. 2 developed points, each with a supporting example or quote. Your C questions are worth 8 marks. Explain questions. 2 distinct reasons or teachings, clearly separated, each developed with evidence. Use the Peel structure. Point, evidence, explanation, link. And your D questions are the big ones. 15 marks. This is where you can really shine. You need at least 2 perspectives, specific quotes and theological concepts, a counterargument, and a clear, substantiated conclusion. Spend at least 12 to 15 minutes on this question. Now, the most common mistakes. Number 1, writing Christians believe without specifying which Christians. Always say Roman Catholics, liberal Protestants, evangelical Christians, or the Church of England. Number 2, confusing cultural practices with religious teachings. For example, arranged marriage is a cultural practice in some communities. It is not the same as forced marriage, and it is not a religious teaching per se. Examiners will penalize you for conflating these. Number 3, forgetting the non-religious perspective in D questions. This is an automatic mark loser. Always include humanism or utilitarianism. Number 4, asserting personal opinion without theological backing. Don't write, I think euthanasia is wrong. Write from a Catholic perspective, euthanasia is wrong because it violates the sanctity of life as stated in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And number 5, using vague quotes. Don't write, the Bible says life is important. Write, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 states that humans are made in the imago Dei, the image of God, which underpins the Christian doctrine of the sanctity of life. Okay, quiz time. I'll ask the question, give you 3 seconds to think, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What does imago Dei mean? It means image of God. The Christian belief that humans are made in God's likeness, giving life inherent value. Question 2. What is the Islamic term for humans as stewards of the earth? Khalifa. The idea that humans are guardians and caretakers of God's creation. Question 3. What structure should you use for 15 mark D questions? FARM. For, against, religious teachings, my conclusion. Question 4. Name 1 non-religious ethical framework you can use in D questions. Humanism or utilitarianism, both are correct. Question 5. What does agape mean? Unconditional, selfless love, a key Christian concept used in ethical arguments about compassion. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If not, go back and review those key terms. They are worth marks every single time. Let's wrap up. Today we covered the core skill of applying religious teachings to contemporary issues. Remember, specificity is everything. Name the denomination, quote the sacred text, use the theological term, contrast with a non-religious view, and always reach a substantiated conclusion. The key concepts to have locked in are sanctity of life, imago Dei, agape, khalifa, stewardship, free will, pikuach nefesh, and the Augustinian theodicy. The key quotes are Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, Surah 5, verse 32, and love thy neighbor from Matthew chapter 22, verse 39. And remember the FARM structure for every D question, for, against, religious teachings, my conclusion. You've got this. Go back over your notes, do some retrieval practice, and remember, the examiner is on your side. They want to give you marks. Your job is to make it easy for them to do that. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.